proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Riggins.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much would you dislike staying in a hotel that is one of those indoor water park hotels?
Probably, I'd go like a 6.
Okay.
I would not like that.
So would you rather be staying at one of those, like it's the only hotel in town, you're stranded, and that's where you have to stay, or would you rather be there on purpose with your nieces and nephews and stuff?
I would definitely rather be there with my nieces and nephews. At least that would give me a reason to be like, okay, they're enjoying it. Yeah. Then it's fine.
Right.
But I just picture it smelling like chlorine. It does. And butt cheeks. Like, it does. It's just gross.
Smells like an indoor pool all the time.
Yeah.
And I can tell you for certain that if you did stay there, your 6 would now be a 2.
Yeah.
Because it's terrible.
Awful.
Yeah. You think it's a 6, but really.
Yeah.
It's a 2. It might even be a 0, you know? I mean, it's you'd hate it.
Yeah.
Because there was a, let's see, what happened? Oh, this was in Michigan. Oh. So, you know, these types of places are great in Michigan. There was a woman who was trying to get into and stay at one of these indoor water park hotels with 9 children. Her credit card got denied, and the police say that she ended up jumping the counter and assaulting the person working there because of her credit card being denied. And she's, you know, still on the run.
Oh, gosh.
So, you know how hard it is to be on the run, pulling 9 kids along with you?
Yeah.
And I just picture them in their swimsuits already.
Yeah. And their floaties.
Yeah, they got their floaties on. They're trying to run in their flippers. And
you're not incognito, lady.
To the car. Get to the car.
Run. She's carrying like 3 of them.
Yeah.
Because the desk clerk was trying to call 911, and this mom said, no, you're not calling 911, and then jumped over the counter, and they said went to whooping.
Now, had they already been there enjoying the place, and then it got declined?
It didn't say. I pictured that they were trying to get in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because if they had been there, I understand why the card was declined, because it's so fortune.
Expensive, yeah. but yeah, it smells like indoor water park.
So
it's just chlorine.
That's awful.
And hot. Very, very hot. I don't know if the heat's just pumping. I don't know if it was the time of year we went, but I'm sweating. And I'm in the water, you know, it shouldn't happen.
So, and aren't all the restaurants and bars and everything right there by, like, where it's almost like they built them so the parents could sit there and drink while they're watching their kids in the little pool area or something. I went over and met somebody for dinner at one of those places one time. Now, Jody has taken the kids when they were little.
Oh, yeah.
For the night, not the whole weekend, but for a night with their friends when they were really small. But I've never experienced that. I went and met somebody for dinner because they were there with their kids in town.
Oh, wow.
And it was wild.
Yeah.
Super wild.
I hear they have a fabulous lamb chop over there in that restaurant.
And a duck confit that you would not believe.
Nice bottle of red. But you're right. The restaurants are all right there. So you still get the whiff of the chlorine while you're eating your steak or whatever.
Because, you know, it kind of smells like that at the Rainforest Cafe in Disney. Yeah. You know, they have that big fountains and all that stuff right there. And you can smell all that chlorine.
Yeah, just damp. Everything's damp.
Yeah.
So y'all are saying y'all are saying you don't like an indoor pool at all?
I don't, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's not my preference.
It is my preference.
Oh, really?
Really.
I want to be outside.
Oh.
Yeah, they're disgusting. An indoor pool is usually disgusting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just so much. Yeah, because you got to put so much chlorine in it to keep killing all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I think it's a pretty proven fact that indoor pools are inhabited by people who doo-doo in them.
The doo-doo count way higher.
I can't prove it.
No, I'm kidding. I wouldn't mind one of those gator-proof pools in Florida that's full screen all the way around. That wouldn't be my favorite, but I'd like that better than indoor.
Well, you'd have to, because the alternative is a gator being in your pool. I mean, Yeah. That's terrifying.
Is the screen going to stop a gator?
Yeah, it
does. Uh-huh. We were renting a house in Hilton Head last year, and a gator was very close to getting in the pool. Like, I'm talking a foot.
Yeah.
And my kids were there.
It's terrifying.
Were they in the pool?
No. No, it was early morning, but I remember thinking, why is this not gated? Mm-hmm. Or
gatored.
Yeah.
Hey. Yeah. In Hilton Head, South Carolina, the gators are everywhere. They're big because they're all around golf courses and stuff like that. And they're huge.
Yeah.
Could have eaten your children in one bite.
Easy. Oh, God.
Yeah. They're cute looking, though.
But anybody else picture Lindsay throwing her kids out there to distract the alligator from her?
Yeah.
Run.
Go distract the gator by getting eaten.
Yeah.
If you want another one, we got to give up one of them. Come on.
But then I was thinking, what if somebody has a dog out here? Like, yeah. I mean, it's terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine Louisiana because that's way worse.
We rode them to school.
They were your pets.
Yeah. Uphill both ways.
No big deal. So what did you do? Did you freak out?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the first time you'd been to Hilton Head, was it?
No, but it was the first time I saw an alligator. It's an alligator, right? Yeah. Not a crocodile. Yeah. Right. That close to any of our property. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess people that golf see them more there, but I had never seen one that close. I mean, I was terrified.
What did Kyle do? Did he go out there and run it off?
No, I think it just went off. We didn't go outside all day. We like went out the front door and went on our way to wherever we were going, but we didn't swim in the pool in the back that whole day.
The gator just took it over.
He took it over. I don't think Kyle would have gone out there. I don't know what he would have done.
He shouldn't.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone out there.
Yeah.
into a little backyard with that's fenced in with a gator.
Terrifying.
But you could have called somebody to come move it out of the way.
Yeah.
They have people who do that.
Well, and I was thinking if it gets in this pool, like our whole vacation is, mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not getting it. Even when you take it out, I'm not getting it in. Mm-hmm. I'm scared to death.
So did you ever go out there, even though the gator was gone?
It was towards the end of the trip, so we didn't after that.
He stayed out there the whole time?
It was like a day, a full day, and then we left the next day. Oh, okay,
yeah, one of the last days.
One of the last days,
when you saw him out there.
Okay. Yeah.
And you had to assume he was just hiding from you, so you'd come out.
Mm-hmm. And then I was just thinking, where was he when we were out there? Like, oh, my God, I can't even. It gives me, I have nightmares about it. Like, that's how close it was.
Oh, I get it. I've seen them up right up at the houses and in the condo areas and stuff.
Well, they're scary.
But I bet if your husband had gone out there and tried to scare it away, he'd probably got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah, for interfering with wildlife.
Oh. Oh. Yeah, because they're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say you worry about the wild life, not the wildlife.
Yeah.
And two different things.
Yeah.
The wildlife is different than the wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Get out there and party if you want to.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.